Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
And this is an episode about boundaries and friendship. If you have a situation in your life, some kind of relationship, which you're thinking, it's not going too well, do I need to cut them off? What do I do? This isn't fair. This is a good one for you. I think this is good for tricky dynamics, which I think we all have in our lives. Mm-hmm. So enjoy. How are you?
Don't know. How are you?
Good. I feel absolutely quite mental right now, though.
Yeah, I don't know why, though. What happened?
When did we start talking?
Like 2 hours ago.
That's what
That's
happened.
That's the kicker.
Then.
That is the
but
kicker.
But it wasn't mental until literally 5 minutes ago.
We just went on quite a deep dive. We took a... Oh, no, I can't say cross-continental. We got lost in a bit of a rabbit hole of ex-flames from past
we did
times.
But I don't know why that made me feel sort of nauseous because I feel like cabin
I mean
sick.
I couldn't think of a reason as to why it might have made you feel a bit nauseous.
Yeah,
but anyway,
I just saw some things that I just thought just
let's leave that you, let's leave that is. Where it is,
you know. Yeah. The ick. I think I have
You know it well.
I think that's what I'm feeling, but it's making me want to just like open all the windows of my house and like scream.
Which I get that. But let's reorganize our thoughts.
Yeah. Because I'm excited for this episode as well.
Oh, okay, good.
Because we were just talking about that before we went down that rabbit hole.
We
had some interesting things to say.
Well, yeah, you had something on the tip of your tongue, which I'm desperate to hear.
Mm.
Okay, so should we maybe set this up a little bit?
Yeah, let's actually try and construct a podcast.
Let's move away from what we've just done there. Give something new. I earlier was like, I don't know why, I just feel a certain desire to talk about something which we always talk about and have spoken about it multiple times, but it is always hits, as you know, as these things do. This really is hitting. I don't know why, just almost theoretically. Like, I don't think it's happening to me in a real sense. I'm not feeling this very much right now. I don't feel like this is where I'm at in my life.
Mm.
But I just think the theory of it, like, is just catching me at the moment. And I was talking to you about the idea of, like, just when you know an asshole and you have an asshole in your life and you can't escape this asshole. And
yeah.
And how kind of, I don't want to say, like, quote-unquote bad people will manage to seek out quote-unquote good people, and the good people then feel guilty about trying to distance themselves from the bad, and you can get your knickers in a twist a little bit.
Also,
and
I can think it's interesting. Hear the naysayers.
Hear you cry.
Yeah. I can hear them saying, but there's no such thing as good and bad.
Agreed.
In this world.
Agreed. Quote-unquote, I said.
Well, exactly.
And for good reason.
And I also think, of course, it's not binary as
no.
Good and bad people, but I also think people can treat people really badly, and let's just call
yes.
them a bad person for argument's sake if they're treating you badly. It's like through your eyes.
Agreed.
They're a bad person.
I mean, it goes without saying, Seffi and Wing will be the bad people in a few people's stories, I'm sure. Their perspectives. But here on this podcast, I'm happy for you to use the term good and bad people quite loosely. Are you happy for me
I'm
to use it?
I'm definitely happy with that,
great.
For sure.
Well, let's carry on.
So let's have
just
permission
take it
to
it
discuss from our point
just
of view.
Just say whatever we want.
Who we
on
think
our
is
own
good
podcast.
And bad.
Yeah, great.
Perfect. Glad we cleared that up.
Good. Okay, so go on. I'm really desperate to hear this insight.
So this is from my father, my dad. So
I can't wait.
I went to go and visit him recently in Portugal, and I was like, I want your advice on a situation.
I don't really know how much to say, but
you've given some, I think, in the past.
Yeah, just what have I said in the past then, just so I don't say any extra?
I'm not quite sure, but one of your friends apparently listened to the episode and said, oh, I listened to the episode about
blah, blah, blah.
Sarah, for example. Yeah. So we've definitely spoken about it.
So if we've spoken about sort of friendship before and just, oh, wait, how do I say it without actually spilling the beans?
You don't need to spill beans at all. You can just say, I have a friend, a long-term friend. We go in and out. Like, you know, things are up and down.
True. I have a long-term friend.
I think get out of your head.
Okay. Easier said than
done. Right. Yeah. Get out of your head. Easy.
So I spoke to my dad. I was like, I want some advice on this subject about mm-hmm. friendship. What do you do if you maybe feel like a friendship isn't serving what it has served before, and like do you think cutting someone off is the right sort of thing to do? Like, that feels really brutal, because I do have a certain love for this person, but in recent years I just feel like it's really one-sided and actually just quite horrible. Like there was an encounter recently where I just thought that was really self-obsessed and cruel, almost. Like, I just thought it was very strange, and classically in the situation I kind of just let it play out and went my own way and just never really mentioned it again.
Just absorbed that,
just sort of took that in and just thought,
internalized that, just okay, that's how some, I am as
some people act like that, I suppose.
Yeah.
Spoke to my dad about it, and he said this, and he texted it to me afterwards.
Oh, wow.
Because he was like, he read this somewhere, and then he went and found the article and copied and pasted it to me.
That's nice of him.
But the essence of it, I think the beginning bit of it, it was, so I'll just read it.
Go on, yeah, give us a
start
treat.
Accepting people for who they are, but place them where they belong. Begin making realistic decisions about where they fit into your life based on who they keep consistently showing you who they are instead of who you want them to be. Yes. And that was the essence of it. Treat people who they show you that they are rather than who you want them to be. That was the sentence. There we go. And it's kind of a simple concept. It's like, yeah, okay, I've heard that before. But at the time, it really did hit me of like, oh yeah, I think actually I'm caught in the narrative of who I feel, what I feel like our relationship is. Like, there's a long story of this, and I kind of owe a certain amount to this person, and there's like a sort of mythology behind it and stuff. But actually, if I treat you, or if who you have proved yourself to be in the last literal five times that I've seen you is some...
Which is probably like the last 5 years, by the way. Yeah. Or like the last 3 years even.
Yeah, probably, for the last few years, really. For as much as really I can remember our conversations... they have been really, really strange, actually. Just like not someone I would engage with, but
not comfortable.
And but I'm sort of treating this person in a way that's like, well, I know who you have been before, and I know who you could be, and I kind of just like scrap everything that you are and let me just replace it with this like mythological version of you, which is someone I've known for so long, and like you're just great, and we have all this history. But actually it's like the thing that I'm actually experiencing time and time again is someone that doesn't give a shit and is really rude and mean and strange. And it's like, oh, actually, so if I just treat them accordingly, it's like, oh, okay, so it's someone that maybe I won't see that often then. That's how I would treat someone that behaves like that, is I won't see you that often.
Yeah.
Rather than giving my time because I feel like I owe it, or they deserve it, really.
I totally think, I love that thing of that main, the just the sentiment of like that person being who they are showing you that they are.
Yeah.
Rather than like who they could be, who they have been. Yeah, who ideally they would be. So everyone would be happier if they were this different person. I think as well it fits into this idea of like sometimes, I don't know, I feel like, again, this is something obvious, but I think there's a lot in it of the idea of when you say things out loud, or if you acknowledge something or create a shift in a relationship or a situation that you're in, you make it real.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes if you skirt around it or bury it or undermine it or kind of like for as long as you're willing to look past it,
yeah,
you don't have to acknowledge
the change,
the damage.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that the damage isn't there. And I almost think just because damage is being done to you and to nobody else doesn't mean that that's not really damage and we can work past
it. Yeah, you just
like,
internalized it.
Totally. It's like, I think a lot of people can relate to that probably, of the idea of like something negative is happening to you, or there are like harmful impact of a situation, but oh, it's only happening to me, so it can just carry on like this.
Or is that,
like,
I
don't mind
the is that I don't really care. Like, there's a bit of me that's like, it's not like it's one of my absolute main friends in life. Like, it's someone that is relatively peripheral in my life, that it's like, oh well, I don't really care. Like, they can't really touch me in a certain way. It's like, I don't really care that much, which sounds fucking horrible and mean, but I actually don't care if every now and then I have sort of an interaction where I just think, well, that was fucking pointless and then shit and weird, and you kind of just dumped on me, but to be honest, it didn't really touch me. So there's an element of like, oh, it's not a big deal, so oh, I should just do it, because I can tell that it kind of helps this person to be able to kind of vent at me and all of that.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of helps them and it doesn't really affect me, so I can just do that. But actually,
I can take it.
Yeah.
I can look past it.
As much as I can, it's like, should I, though? Like,
exactly, yeah.
Really?
And also, can you? Is that what you deserve? Is that, do
no,
you
it's
deserve
not what
to
I
have
deserve
a quote-unquote
all, but
friendship with someone where, for the past few years, you're...
Well, I think that's the dilemma.
Taking what you're getting.
Of just like,
yeah,
just because... You can take it doesn't mean you really should. And it then it's the classic thing that I think you were saying in the beginning of, I think someone, like, if you're taking good and bad out of it, because this person isn't a bad person, but somebody that is I don't know, that they need to exhibit, is that the word, exhibit negative traits, like they need to do that at the moment, they need to sort of, you know, your whole thing about someone's pushing on your shoulders and they're drowning
you. Literally, that was going to be my next point.
It's exactly
but
that.
I'll say it in a bit.
And it doesn't make this person a bad person that they need to drown someone else. And it doesn't make me a good person to allow myself to be drowned.
Exactly.
But I don't feel like that's a fair position to put myself in, even if I don't feel like there's basically someone trying to drown me, but I'm kind of like, oh, I'm actually not in water.
I'm actually a good swimmer, so I can take it.
You're actually just on my back. You're just piggybacking for a second and then push you off.
But
still, why should I have to do that?
Why should you? And also, like, if you come away from a day of being piggybacked, you're probably going to be a bit knackered.
And I am afterwards.
And you are. So, yeah, it's like, how much of it is kind of excusable? And it is the classic thing of, is my age-old thing. There was somebody in my life who,
yeah,
in their own right was going through, you know, their own challenges, and we're all fucked up people, etc., etc., goes without saying. And I kind of understood it to be that for whatever reason they needed to be, in order to keep themselves afloat, they would use me but by pushing my head underwater,
yeah,
to keep themselves afloat. And it's like, yeah, fine, I can swim. Or like, okay,
it's
my
fine.
Water's not as deep as yours. I'm in shallower,
yeah, I'm okay,
shallower
at the moment.
Seas. I'm fine. But maybe I'm not. And also, I don't know if that's a relationship that I want in my life,
yeah,
where I feel like I come away from someone who's apparently close to me, and I think, that feels like they were just drowning me.
It's not nice either.
It's not nice. And it kind of is what I was saying of, like, sometimes I think when you acknowledge how shitty or uncomfortable or like weird or jarring a relationship or a situation is, it feels like it's unfair, or you feel like you just don't want to give it that weight, because it feels
like kicking someone when they're down, I think, as well.
Totally.
Because if someone needs to do that, it means that they're
sure,
suffering.
But there is also only so much you can do as somebody else in
totally
their,
yeah,
life. I hope she doesn't mind me saying this. I'm going to be like vague. Yeah, I'm sure she won't mind, because it's not necessarily clear who I'm talking. Could be anybody. Could be any of us. But it's not me and it's not Sevi. But there's,
yeah,
somebody that I love so much is getting married, and they were talking about whether they would invite their dad to their wedding,
because
their relationship with their dad has been pretty tumultuous, yeah. I guess, for the majority of their life. And we were having a conversation about it, and I was obviously saying, you just do whatever you is going to make you feel best on literally your wedding day. Like, ideally, you would be, like, be enjoying your cake and having a nice time.
In an ideal world.
In an ideal world, you'd be having fun on that day and focusing on yourself and all of this stuff. Like, it's not like don't do or don't invite somebody to your wedding. But I think sometimes the narrative or, like, the story around the weight of the words of I haven't invited my dad to my wedding feels so heavy, and it forces you to acknowledge the fact that, oh, for the past 10 years, my relationship with my dad has been tumultuous, and that is just as heavy, but you just internalize it, and it doesn't force you to confront that feeling. And just because it isn't as confronting doesn't mean it isn't still there, and that pain isn't still there, or that
totally.
The reality of that. And it's also something I was saying, the responsibility that this person feels in, like, inviting or not inviting their dad to their wedding makes them feel, I think, or it pushes the idea that the state of your relationship is solely your fault. Yeah. So if you don't invite him, for example, oh, that was so
you've
mean
you've made
of
a
you.
Decision.
Yeah, you made a decision.
No, it's a reaction.
Like, well, it's a reaction to decisions that he has made for years and years and years on end. And I think this is a situation
that
where
it's actually the crux, I think.
Yeah, it's like I am acting in response to everything. I'm totally acting accordingly. It goes back to your dad's crux.
It is. I was just going to say, you're God, that sounds treating like someone how they have shown you that they are, rather than who you want them to be. It would be nice if you could have the story of, my dad gave me away, you know, I think about that kind of thing anyway, at my wedding. That's a beautiful thing somehow, and it's a great thing that you maybe thought about in your life that you wanted, but actually it's like, but I'm just acting accordingly to who you showed me that you are. Why on earth should you get that supposed honor?
Yeah, and I think everyone as well can get very used to the ways that, kind of what we were saying before, of like how good you are at being drowned, or like how much you can take, or how they can treat you. People will get very used to what you will accept
totally
from them.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And I just don't ever think you're in the wrong for literally treating somebody accordingly. Like, I just trust that generally, like, I know me in my life and I know roughly who I'm speaking to, and I know that you're not going to be an asshole for no reason, and you're not being an asshole by standing up for yourself and politely declining to see somebody the next time they offer, or politely making up an excuse as to why you can't do something. Like, all of these things. I'm not saying be a cunt and drop everyone because everybody's toxic and you're an angel and the world is out to get you and blah blah blah, blah, and like the kind of simplistic, like, boundary
well, that's the thing
conversation.
I just almost think that goes without saying. It's like, it boring. Like, yeah, we're not saying, yeah, cut everyone off. Like, protect your space, protect your energy, like all of that.
No, because it's just not like that. Like that is God, just...
And you're not stupid, and I'm not talking to stupid people. So let's just leave that there.
There we go.
Do you know what I mean? Okay, like, it goes without saying. Dunzo.
Because I think that's the sort of...
undercurrent.
The instinct the kind of is to kind of...
justify. But I'm nice, though. I promise I'm not cutting anyone off for no reason. I do want friends. Well, I do just like my friends.
I'm not an internet person in a real world. It's like, yeah, the internet kind of puts this weird, just the therapy language of life.
Yes, yeah, and it's like
these things actually
language.
A lot of the time, main character, boundaries, all of these strange sort of terms that we use, that we've read about, they don't always work IRL.
It's just not that simple. There's so much more nuance, obviously, in life. And I think not even does it attach itself to like the pseudotherapy, like chronically online world, but also the energy of, I think it comes, this conversation comes with a desire to justify, I'm not overreacting. I promise. I promise I'm not being dramatic. I promise I'm being kind. Please, like, believe me. And almost it comes with the expectation of, oh shit, maybe I should just be drowning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think anyone actually,
I think that's
saying,
how we're raised, really. I
totally.
Think completely how relationships go are that, and I do think there's an element that is like, yeah, it will fluctuate and there will be moments where somebody makes a mistake and dumps on you and that's up, and then you move on. Like, it fluctuates completely. But I do think we're raised to put up with so much shit.
Of course.
So it feels completely unnatural, especially with someone that you've known a really long time.
That you love. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or someone that all of these sort of concepts feel bizarre, like bizarre to sort of whip out and be like, oh, I feel like this actually. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you're in a real life pickle there.
I am a bit, aren't I?
Yeah, I think you're fathoming as well how much of a sticky sitch you are in as we speak.
The fathoming is going on. I think it's do you know what?
Go on.
I think there's an element of it that it's been like kind of quite like funny to me for quite a while now. Like almost when I've been seeing this person, I've almost been finding it like gobsmackingly funny. Some of the things
they're kind
saying.
Of a caricature of someone so being a bit shitty.
Totally. So I almost think I have kind of put up with it almost a little bit as a bit, like as a
or
funny
like a phase.
Thing.
Yeah.
Of like, okay, well, if I keep sort of seeing this person and like all of that, it's like, okay, they'll be really out of order to me, but at least it's like kind of funny, I guess. Like, at least I get some stories out of it. Like, it's just almost so absurd at this point. But actually, it's the last time I saw them, I just thought that isn't even funny anymore. It's actually insane.
The last time, I wish, this is the one thing that I wish we could give because it really puts everything into perspective, but I just need you guys to trust me on this. When Steffi came away from seeing this person, I was like, that actually is so objectively sad. It's such a shame between what is supposed to be a day of friendship or like is supposed to be a day between two friends. You know, it's
very
just
strange.
Truly, truly inexcusable. And I think if that was me, if I was that friend, I wouldn't be sleeping. I'd be messaging you every day saying, please forgive me, please forgive me.
No, I don't. But also, I think...
I'd be kissing your
you
feet.
You can probably fathom a little bit. You, if you're a listener, you know some things that are going on in my life right now. It relates to that. I think that maybe... It's very cryptic, but you might be able to work something out.
And if you're not a listener,
then I
hope you're enjoying
yourself.
Then just skip
forward a few minutes. Yeah. You won't have
a
clue.
This is nice, yeah. Hope everyone's having a good time.
Yeah, great podcast.
Nice to meet you if you're new here. Okay, here we go, actually.
Oh,
this is kind of... Are you...
No,
are you
no, I'm excited
am I,
for what
no,
you're going
to you're
say.
Over to me. Okay.
I'm on the ride. That was just me strapping my seatbelt in.
It wins me over immediately with a Taylor Swift reference, but it also, I think, just fits into the broader conversation, as all things do. Mm-hmm. They said... So we said... If you guys wouldn't mind, tell us about a time you ended a relationship where you had been treated badly. This is on our Instagram, Seffi and Wing, come and say hi, etc. They said, my last relationship, he pushed me so far away that when he went on holiday, I didn't even notice he had gone and we lived together.
Oh, God.
And then they said, it's giving the Taylor Swift lyric, I broke my own heart because you were too polite to do it. I think that often you know it's over before it's over, but you just need the self-confidence to do it yourself rather than let yourself be made out to feel worse and worse. And then they said, as you guys say, let go or be dragged.
Which I don't think we can claim ownership of that quote. Absolutely, but you're right, we do say it.
It's
you miss 100% of the shots you don't
take. We say loads of things. Michael we say, Jordan, hey, how Michael are Scott. You? That's been said previously. We say, I love you so much. That's been said before.
Yeah, we do say that.
But kind of the, I hope you're okay, by the way. Yeah. Sorry that you're in that shitty situation. Pulling in the Taylor Swift lyric, I broke my own heart because you were too polite to do it. And also, I recently watched, this is relevant, I promise, Chats and Reacts, famously, who you love, Bonnie, who Bonnie made Rebecca. You eat watermelons. Yeah, watermelon
One
queen.
Watermelon a day I was eating for you, Bonnie. I hope you're happy.
For you, it's hilarious. I don't think she wants you to do that.
No, she doesn't. She also didn't tell me to do that.
She didn't, well... In other words, but anyway,
look, there was a whole movement happening that was just an eating
years
disorder.
Years have passed.
Widespread across Australia, by the looks of it. That
I mean, it's a pandemic. It's still going on, I think.
I know, but those videos where people would literally eat a whole watermelon a day and be like, that's all you need. And I was like, really? Okay, cool.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, I watched them recently talk about your doppelganger, Olivia Rodrigo.
My friend was like, you can't say that.
You do look like her. I can say what I want, thank you very much.
By the way, I'm not saying I look like Olivia Rodrigo. Wing thinks I look
like Olivia Rodrigo. Right, hello to the listener. Have you ever, or could you see yourself in the future thinking that Seffi sometimes looks like Olivia Rodrigo? Yes or no?
I actually don't.
You do, Seffi.
It's so flattering, but it's just so wrong.
A teeny little gorgeous nose, and your mouth is the same.
Thanks. Do you know the person that you said that I look like the other day that has not really left my mind? I think it's the best thing you've ever... Yeah, that's so kind.
J-Law. Jenny Laurie.
Katniss Everdeen, the girl on
fire. Katniss Everdeen, you're the girl on fire.
That was just the best thing you've ever said to me. You are the girl on fire. It's so flattering and nice.
It's true. You do have that look.
I don't think I do, but it's so nice.
Well, look, I see you for who you are, and you see yourself as a little rat bag, so who are we going to trust?
No, I see myself as a giant, stomping Godzilla rat bag. So not a little rat bag at all.
Godzilla is
I see
God.
Myself as like... No, I actually don't anymore. I'm actually joking. Once did see an illustration that I did of myself, and she was shocked.
We spoke about that, Emma.
Emma, yeah. We all know Emma.
Have you still got that? Could you send me that?
Yeah, I still have it. I haven't looked at that in years.
But maybe don't. It's like, do we want to bring that back up? Maybe
she's
not,
dead, I think.
I hope so.
I actually think she is.
On her grave.
I haven't seen her in a while.
I'm going to spit on her grave.
Bye, Emma, bitch.
Shout out to all the Emmas listening, by the way. Love you so much.
Absolutely anyway, love you. We're not spitting on you.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes.
She has a song. To be honest, the song, and I, guys, you know, I rarely say this. Well, yeah, I rarely say that. I would rarely bring up a song and then say it's not my favorite, but it's really actually not my favorite, but I might get my head around it.
Mm.
Or not really get my head. Anyway, I've said too much.
Mm-hmm.
And yet not enough. It makes no sense.
I'm confused, personally.
Basically, I watched Chats and Reacts, Bonnie, Rebecca, still with
Watermelon
me, and Emily
Queen.
Hunt, Watermelon Queen and co.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Anyway.
Yeah.
We're reacting to Olivia Rodrigo's extended edition of her album Guts, which she has called Guts brackets Spilled, which I like.
Love. That's, yeah.
Spill those guts out. Like, do you know what I mean? Make it, have some Clever. Fun over here. Yeah. Everyone's having some fun. I like that.
Yeah.
Brand it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you know what I mean? Like, make a pod mother out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a vibe.
Yeah.
Give me a theme. Get yourself in a pink car. Do you know what I mean? Dress it up.
Always get yourself in a pink car.
Off the record.
Look, we do it, or everything shower for the mind.
For the mind. Come on
Come
now.
On.
Anyway, which everyone loved, by the way. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, everyone, for the love
we
on
hear
that.
You. We hear you. Yeah. Right, I am going to finish my sentence, I promise.
Mm.
They reacted to Guts Spilled. One of the tracks on Guts Spilled is called Scared of My Guitar. And the concept of the song is Olivia Rodrigo, famously your doppelganger, saying, I'm scared to sit down and write a song about you because in my day-to-day life, I love you, everything's fine. But I know when I sit down and go to write a song and it's like the truth spills out of me, the guts will be spilled and I will be forced to acknowledge the reality of what this relationship is to me at the moment. And I think that is the classic thing. And it goes back to what that person said of, I broke my own heart because you were too polite to do it.
Sometimes, it goes back to wedding dad issues.
It goes back to everything. Your friend, quote unquote friend, you know, use the term loop. It just, so sometimes people in your life will treat you really, really badly time and time again. And yet you're still having your hand forced to make the final call yourself.
Yeah.
They will keep you around. They love having you around, in fact.
Oh, yeah.
You're making life easier. Totally. I mean, also, you're just hot commodity. You're a great company. The best, I may say. Mm. They will treat you so badly, and yet ultimately it's you who has the final call to be like, I'm shutting the door now, or this isn't right, I'm putting my foot down, you're not invited,
which is
et cetera,
horrible,
et cetera.
Because it makes it feel horrible. Like then you're makes you, having to do
it's
something
the
horrible
final,
when you're not.
Final nail in their coffin. It's their final act. It's their last kind of last bullet from their gun is forcing you to be the one to end it because they won't do that themselves. That would be the nicest thing they could ever do.
Totally. It will relieve you of having to make that decision because also when you make a decision
and now you feel like the arsehole.
Well, and also the inevitable thing is that then you'll go back and question it. Did I do the right thing? I need to now sort of work something out.
God forbid they make you out to be the bad guy.
Yeah, when actually it's like, if I do think that looking at it as a reaction is the best thing to do because it's actually the truth. Like, if someone does something over and over and over again and then you are the one that has to cut them off or end it or make a decision to see them once every 5 years or something, I don't know, it makes you feel like, yeah, you're right, that you're the villain and that you've done a thing, but actually it's like, back to the quote, I'm acting in a way that you are proving to me that you are being, rather than living in some weird fantasy land where, oh, the next time will be different, the next time will be different, or maybe they didn't mean that when they did that, or maybe they blah, 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 blah. No, you know what they're doing.
It's the classic case. How much do you have to look past? How willing do you have to be to forgive to keep this relationship going? How much of this relationship is purely afloat on the boat of how much you're willing to take the brunt of the shit that they're giving you? And you ultimately making the decision to not see this person anymore, or whatever it takes for you to just shift this into something that will work in the future. And that might be ending it completely, that might be just changing what it looks like, shifting up the schedule of this relationship,
just respecting
whatever.
Yourself basically,
just standing up for yourself. The way that you feel so forced to do that, and it's purely, you're not the one who decided to end this relationship. You're not the one who decided, for example, to have a bad relationship with that friend. They made that decision every time they put you down, or every time they treated you like shit, or every time they went on holiday, or, you know, all of that shit.
Do you know what that's
kind of... They made that decision time and time again.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking in the sort of aftermath of seeing this friend. I was like, oh, well, no, like, they just made a mistake, like, that's fine. And then after speaking to you, and you were like, no, I do think that's nuts, and then kind of digesting it a bit more and being like, no, that really is, like, quite nuts. I was thinking, it's like, okay, so I saw this friend for, let's say, 5 hours. So they made this decision consistently for 5 hours. Yeah. It's like, wait, actually, like, that's not a mistake. That's not a mistake. No. 5 hours... is not a mistake.
It's,
and then
an
also
ongoing choice.
There's a phone, you can text, you can call me, you can sort of amend your behavior through, like, apologies maybe, anything really, even just any sort of communication to, like, of any sort, just to be like, that was wrong, I'm sorry. But it's like, actually, you made this decision to do this. You did it the first time, you did for the first hour, you did this thing, second hour, still going, third hour, still going, fourth, then the next day, still standing by that, are you? It's been weeks now, still standing by that. Okay, interesting.
I always say this about people cheating in relationships. I always say, like, you're making so many choices.
So many.
And I think if you're in what you would hope to be like a loving, whatever, happy relationship, and you feel guilty for not being able to, like, move past your person cheating on you or betraying you or hurting you in
some
way.
So much to move past. I think
it's so
a lot to put on yourself to forgive that. Like, how do the feeling of forgiveness is not easy to come by
No.
Like, especially in a sustained way. That's a hard emotion to sustain.
And I do think the whole concept of boundaries follows that assumption of you're kind of, you feel often, I think, like you're letting yourself down for not being able to take more shit.
Mm.
Almost like, if I could just shut the fuck up and get on with it. Or if only I hadn't ruined this relationship by being annoyed when I saw them, or yeah, by not being able to move past that ex of his or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's like, there's too much weight on your shoulders right now, and we need to take that off. If you don't mind, I'll be taking that. Thank you very much.
Just take that off.
Deep breath.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everybody, for handing that over.
Yeah, it's like, if I had to take a bet, I would say that you're probably taking on too much. You listening right now,
give
Harry.
It to goes without saying. Put it in the boot.
Yeah, go on.
Put it in the trunk.
In the trunk. We've got a trainer.
We've got tons of emotional baggage going on here. We've got room for you guys.
I don't have that much room, but can take a little bit.
I think as individuals, yeah, no, it's not going to happen. But in the collective abstract space of the podcast, what, a couple microphones? It's like, yeah, they can handle it.
Totally.
An RSS feed.
What even is that? We have a podcast, and we've had it for how long? 5 years? 4 years? I don't know what an RSS feed is. And that is what a podcast is.
Is.
That's the essence of it. In its entirety. You cannot have
RSS feed.
Like, this whole thing you see on Spotify or Apple right now all comes back to this RSS feed.
Question mark, question mark.
What the fuck is
it? Just trust in the RSS feed.
It's just some little guy back there. It's like a little... Oh, it's just the RSS feed.
It actually stands for Roger Steve.
Simon Feed.
Feed.
This is his surname. Mr. Feed.
Give it to the RSS feed.
He's doing so much work.
Or it's almost like a boat. It's like the RSS feed.
The RSS feed has set sail. Destination Stardom.
Doesn't make sense. Doesn't
Destination
make sense.
Apple Podcast. Spotify.
Awful.
And we're the captains, and we are going down with this ship.
Going down with the ship for sure. Yeah,
we're getting the violins out. It's Titanic. We're gonna keep playing as it goes down.
Yeah, turn it up.
One last song, boys. I don't know if that's what they say, but they should.
They definitely don't say one. They
one
just give
last
each other a look.
Song, boys.
A solemn look. They go. Yeah. They give each other a nod of like, I'm gonna keep.
I was
going.
Kind of thinking of Smile and Wave, boys. Smile and wave. I got them confused.
Same energy. Same energy.
Yeah, same energy for sure.
All right. Bye.
Yeah. See you later. Honestly, I hope this has helped.
I think it's helped you probably more than anyone.
Oh God, that's not what I want.
No,
that's a nightmare.
I think it's been a nice conversation
because I feel completely somewhere as clueless there. As I was before. So that's not good.
Somewhere in there, there's a good conversation. We'll mine it out.
Good.
All right.
Well, if you don't hear from us, assume the worst.
I really need a wee, by the way, so I will run off, but it's not personal.
Okay. Right.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.